I think the one thing that we tend to forget that love has its own rules. When two people fall in love with each other, they naturally have rules that that keep the relationship healthy. For example, the first rule might be, if you're gonna be loving me, perhaps you shouldn't be going around with other people. Isn't that the first commandment? Second, if you love me, you shouldn't use my name as a cuss word or as a verb. Isn't that the second commandment? And if you love me, you should spend time with me and create time with each other. Isn't that the third commandment? You see, sometimes we see the commandments as some type of rules that seem overbearing and overwhelming. But, you know, all the commandments help us to love God on the very basic level. Basic level. It's not like not breaking the rules, the traffic laws here on base so that you don't get pulled over. You know, the basic, the foundational requirement. You know, love has its own rules, its own laws. But we shouldn't stay there with the bare minimum. We should strive to love. And that's why the Lord Jesus said clearly in the gospel reading today, that those who breaks one of the least of these commandments will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. He didn't say that you shall be cast out forever. He said least, because we have chosen to love him with the bare minimum. But those who keep the commandments of love shall be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven, because love stretches them to embrace God's will and embrace him instead of just keeping the bare minimum. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, go beyond the letters of the law. Go beyond what we think we need to do so that we can give ourselves totally and completely to him. And the first reading today reminds us very clearly that our nation shall be judged by not its prosperity or its influence or its power or whatever worldly standards or political standards or social standards it might have, but it is judged on how faithful it is to the covenant, by how we've been faithful to God. It's so easy for us to get into all these small arguments and small talks and small things and remain small-mindedness. It's important that we rise above all of them to choose to love him with our whole heart.